Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Grant. He's Danny. This is The Fan. The big one at one is just 40 minutes away. We'll recap Max Scherzer's crazy night, and we'll talk Jordan Reed seeing a foot specialist. At 1:30 today, we're going to give away a pair of VIP tickets to the first annual Capital Chili Cook-Off and Brew Festival August 19th at the Bullpen. We're going to play a new game at that point.
All right.
I'm pretty excited about this game.
You came up with this game. It's a good game.
Brendan Darburst, it's kind of like the candy that you enjoy that's so delicious, is going to be putting together clips of the head coach of the Washington football program, you know them as the Redskins, Jay Gruden, talking about various players he's been asked about at training camp. There are context clues in those answers that lead you to understand who Jay Gruden's talking about if you know a lot about the Redskins. But you've got to guess which Redskin he's referring to.
You got to guess it.
So the way it works is someone could say something like, hey, tell me about Chase Roullier.
He's cool. I like the way he plays. He gets low. He fires off the line of scrimmage. He's he's good at blocking. He's needs to work on some of his sets and his pass pro, but we like the prospect.
Ooh, young offensive lineman who's a prospect is what I got out of that. I would have to guess between a couple of them. But ideally, you're going to have more clues than that. Something like, yeah, that's why we drafted him this year.
Ah.
Boom. There it is. So we'll play Name That Redskin for tickets at 1:30 with some Jay Gruden clips coming up on Grant and Danny. All right, let's get to some what we're calling juicy NFC East predictions. And we are calling them juicy predictions, not because we came up with that term, but because we're stealing it from someone who actually wrote this piece already.
For the win.
FTW. I mentioned this blog on the show all the time. I love going to their site and reading a bunch of their stories. But they're going division by division with one juicy prediction in the NFL. So for the NFC East, they said, I'll just read from this, at some point this season there will be talk about the Eagles benching Carson Wentz.
Whoa!
Now, they'll ultimately decide against doing it. But the second-year pro's level of play will be that disappointing. When the league adapted to the Eagles' quick-strike offense, which was effective early in the season and not so much later on, Wentz struggled, that trend will continue into 2017. I've been high on the Giants for a while, and like some of their offseason moves with Brandon Marshall providing Eli with another good passing option, the team retaining a solid unit on defense, the Giants will emerge as Super Bowl contenders. Okay, so those were the two juicy predictions they gave for the NFC East. Wentz, benching talk, Giants, Super Bowl contenders. Now, a blow to that potentially today, Sterling Shepard carted off the field, one of their better young players overall and a really important member of an offense that throws the ball a ton. But, Danny, it gets us just to thinking. You could go Redskins, Cowboys, Giants, Eagles. Maybe we could make one prediction for every team. We can open up the phones, 800-636-1067. Hopefully we hear from Redskins fans, but I know a lot of Cowboys, Giants, and Eagles fans listen as well. What is your juicy prediction for the division? Could be positive about any of those teams, could be negative about any of those teams. We need something that's out there a little bit, but that you actually think is true.
Got a few data points, got a few things. I like to read Football Outsiders. I like to read smart guys like Bill Barnwell who take data points and kind of give you some math. So some teams that might be better this year. You look at a team we already mentioned on the show today, like the San Diego Chargers, now Los Angeles Chargers. Were close in a bunch of games and had a comical how, you know, they were outscored by so few points and yet lost way more. You look at Pythagorean theorem for wins, losses, et cetera. The teams that fit that bill, one of those five, the Philadelphia Eagles. So I'm taking the opposite approach to the for the win group. I think that is a playoff team, the Philadelphia Eagles. Really good defense. Year two, you've added a weapon or two to that offense. No longer it's the Jordan Matthews show. It's now Alshon Jeffrey is there. You've got Torrey Smith going deep, et cetera. I think the Eagles make a vast improvement, win 9-plus games, and are a wild card team.
I like that. I'm going to say that the Cowboys, my juicy prediction for Dallas, win 3 fewer games than they won last year. So they were 13-3, and they built on that roster. They've got a lot of suspensions, namely on defense. But I think that Dallas maxes out at 10-6. I think that's bold because a lot of people are picking them to go 12-4 and 11-5.
Yeah.
So I'm saying they win three fewer games. That's a substantial drop off. I say Dallas does not win more than 10 games this season. That is my juicy prediction. Part of that prognostication, Ezekiel Elliott serves a couple games to start the year and maybe chases his tail a little bit getting into football shape. Dak Prescott is not nearly as prolific from a touchdown interception standpoint.
Normal things happen.
Minimizing mistakes. Yeah. I think he has a not a sophomore slump, but just a regression to the mean where he's instead of being maybe the best rookie quarterback we've ever seen statistically, he broke a lot of Robert Griffin's records in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
He becomes just a really good second-year quarterback, and then the third year is kind of a show-me season. So I'm going to say Dallas wins three fewer games than they did. Anything else you got in the division? I'm going to give you one for every team for the record.
The New York Giants win this division. I think the New York Giants are the best team in the NFC East. I think they mirror their 11-5 record of a year ago, and that will be good enough to win this division, which I think will be competitive and close. But I think the Giants go 11-5. Now, Sterling Shepard not playing for them may impact that somewhat, but that's assuming the health of Evan Engram. I like the addition of Brandon Marshall. That defense, it shows what happens when you truly invest in it and you get one of those bonuses. Landon Collins emerging into a star changed everything for them. Before it was, well, what are we going to do here? Now you've got someone cheap, under control, who is a dominant player on the back end for them. That changed everything, the whole complexion of the Giants defense. They are your division winners, 11-5.
Here's a little bit of a crazy one for you.
Go ahead.
Odell Beckham Jr. has his best season yet. This is a guy that's already caught 101 balls in a season, that's already had a 1,450-yard season. I think Odell Beckham Jr. has an Antonio Brown-esque 116-catch, 1,515-yard type of year.
Sure.
I think Odell Beckham Jr. leads the NFL in receiving this year. They brought in Brandon Marshall. Sterling Shepard may or may not be available to them early or midway through this season, depending on what happened today. I guess technically we could find out it was a scare and he's able to go in week one. But I got Odell Beckham Jr. going for 1,500 receiving yards for the Giants. And by the way, for the record, I'm with you. I actually think they're going to be great this season. My prediction on the Eagles, I think Philadelphia is playing a Week 17 game to get into the postseason. I don't think people really see that, but I can see three teams in this division making the playoffs, and it's either going to be Washington or Philadelphia that are playing in the last weekend to get to the postseason. It'd be the second year in a row at worst that the Redskins have been in that situation because they'd clinched the playoffs 1 week earlier, two seasons ago. But I actually think Philly is a true playoff contender.
Mm-hmm.
They're in that 9-win mix, and on the final day of the regular season, they're a win away from getting in.
Some of those fancy numbers that, again, Bill Barnwell kicks around, they were probably should have won 10 games last year, again, by margin of victory, some of their highs that they showed. Now, they cooled off, and people kind of figured out their offense, et cetera, and Carson Wentz really struggled, but I'm with you on the Eagles. Here's my last bold prediction. 8-8. 8-8. That is how the Dallas Cowboys will finish. They will come VH1 behind the music, crashing down. Everybody counting their chickens and Jerry Jones walking around like his S doesn't stink. Well, we're excited about Dak Prescott and a group of people that'll get suspended every 7 days. They will finally have the chaos catch up to them, and they will come back down to earth. They will finish in third place in the division at 8-8.
You want a team or a player prediction for my Redskins juicy nugget?
Can I have both? Why can't I have both?
Sure, your player prediction.
Surf and turf.
Jamison Crowder goes for 1,000 yards. Jamison Crowder, who had 604 receiving yards as a rookie, 847 last year as a sophomore, goes for 1K this season in the slot for Washington. I think he's going to have a massive year in his age 24 campaign. And this is going to be the most dominant he's looked on a football field in an offense since he was tearing up the ACC at Duke. From a team standpoint, I will say that the Redskins have their worst record in three seasons. Not by much, but I'm going to say that they're sub-500 at 7-9. So I'll say that the Redskins, sub-500, be the first time in 3 years that's happened, and Crowder goes for 1K. Those are my Redskins' juicy predictions. So I've got one for every team for you. That's how we did it.
Good, juicy. And, you know, my prediction on the Redskins, I've made that public. I think it's a 5-11 disaster. Jay Gruden can't manage calling
the plays
and managing the clock, et cetera. Kavanaugh turns out to be a big old busto as the offensive coordinator. They can't run the football. Defense hasn't improved enough. They lose a bunch of games, and we're going to be left wondering, how did this happen? We'll have the SS leak a lot in December, and it's going to be a shebangus.
I pre-hate our December shows if that's the case.
Mm.
I mean, that's just going to be the least fun month we've had around here for a long, long time.
Can we just get competitive
and
football
your boys are on a heater,
December?
For the record?
Yeah.
I mean, we've been just making moves for a while.
When they play games that matter, lo and behold, it's better for everybody.
Give us something juicy about the NFC East.
Come on.
800-636-1067. By the way, the first people in to talk about this we'll get to next want to talk about the Eagles, the Cowboys, and the Giants.
There you go.
Someone figure that out for me. Redskins training camp is taking place in Richmond right now, people. We're Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.